Welcome to Not For Educational Purposes, a How Did We Get Here Productions production. In this podcast, we take random subjects we know nothing about and attempt to learn more about them using the internet while we careen off topic and see how far away from the original subject we can get. This podcast is so unhinged that we lost the door centuries ago. There will be nonsense, chaos, a fair bit of swearing, and occasionally some triggering topics such as sex, drugs, death, blood, and other unsavory things. So if any of those things make you squeamish, or if you're under the age of 18, please listen at your own discretion.
Hey guys! Welcome back to Not For Educational Purposes. I'm Nova.
I'm Kai.
Yeah, and we're gonna talk a lot about sea creatures and maybe cheese today.
And maybe cheese.
It's gonna be great. And maybe what?
Maybe cheese.
Maybe cheese, yes. Sorry. These headphones, like, I hear myself in, like, it's, like, reverberating in my brain. So sometimes when you talk, like, I am too loud. So I'm like, hold on. I need to shut up. Oh, man.
Oh,
if you're a Patreon member, you just heard us talk for 10 minutes about Target and cheddar cheese or American
and about,
oh, and Waffle House
and that I think that sweet peanut butter is odd.
Yeah, well, everyone's got preferences. It's okay. It's a fun time. You should go over there. We have extra episodes sometimes.
We add stuff to it.
Yeah, so today I went to the aquarium recently, which is a big feat because if anyone that knows me knows that I have a massive fear of the ocean and sharks. But I was like, I'm going to face my fear. And I got Nani to take me to the aquarium because it's her special interest and favorite place in the world, to the point where she's like, if I ever end up dating another guy and he wants to propose and does not propose to me at the aquarium, the answer is no. Like, he'll have to pack his bags and leave. It's like, it has to be at the aquarium in front of, like, a specific place. And I was like, okay.
All right.
You got it. I will make sure that happens.
You do.
So I faced my fear. But we went there, and then I had a bunch of questions. And, like, there were some people around to, like, answer the questions. And I was like, you know who would be better to answer these questions than a professional? My best friend.
Who needs proper scientific answers when you can ask your bestie?
Yeah, on our podcast that we run together. That's definitely educational.
Super educational.
I think in my brain, you are the smartest person in the world.
I'm definitely not, but I appreciate the vote of confidence.
I'm just like, you definitely will know this. You'll know how to figure it out.
I mean, I could look it up. That is my biggest attribute, is if I don't know something, like, I know how to look it up.
Yeah. Honestly, in today's world, I feel like that is a mark of intelligence. Being able to sort through information and figuring out what's real and what's not.
A lot of people don't know how to do that, and it's kind of terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if a lot of people did learn how, then we'd have a lot less problems in the world.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I feel like that's what they should be teaching in schools, is how to find correct information. Quit, like, trying to be like, you have to regurgitate this information. Be like, okay, how do we find this information?
You have to be able to explain it to me. That was the thing that my dad taught me. It was like, if you can explain to me this concept, then you understand it. I was like,
yeah, that's what we should be teaching. Anyway, so I did ask the professionals some questions, but there are many that I saved just specifically for you.
Aw.
So for the first one, it's like, why do male seahorses have the babies?
Okay.
How do we determine is it who makes the eggs is the female versus the male?
So, baseline anatomy lesson. The male seahorse is still the one that creates the sperm. The female seahorse is the one that creates the eggs.
Yeah.
But instead of the male giving the female the sperm. The female gives the male the eggs. So she basically fucks him as opposed to him fucking her. Does that make sense? She yeah, takes all of her eggs and shoves them inside of him. And he grows his little pouch and he fertilizes all of them. And then he gets to carry all these babies to term, which personally I think is how it should happen. But that's fine.
Yeah, we can't change that.
We can't change that, unfortunately.
Evolution did that to us. So, okay. Are the eggs smaller than the sperm, or are they just like, well, does the female have a penis for eggs? Like shoot them in there? Or does he have a thing that's like, I'm going to come and grab these eggs with this little penis grabber?
That's it. That's a good question.
The claw.
The claw. Oh, no. Oh, oh God.
No. This is going to be a very silly episode. I wonder if they even have those parts.
Well, I mean, like, fish are... not that seahorses are technically considered fish, quote-unquote. I don't actually
know. Are they
not? I don't know what they're considered to be. But, like, fish don't have those parts because they lay eggs and then whoever the male is basically, like, comes over and releases all the sperm on top of the eggs and that's how those eggs get fertilized.
Well, some of them have like little dangly things. That's what I saw with the sharks, that they've got these two little like prongs.
Well, sharks are around fish.
What are they?
I don't think they're considered fish. Because there's like how fish and then whales, and whales are different from fish. And sharks might be fish.
Okay, so
classification.
My understanding is that if it's in the ocean and it has fins, it's a fish.
No.
What the fuck is this?
They are fish. That is true.
Okay. It's like, I don't know, being on land. It's an animal.
All fish that have cartilaginous fish. Skeleton made of cartilage. So they are further divided into two subclasses. Which includes sharks, skates, and rays, and then the other ones, which is chimera.
Wait, sharks don't have bones?
Sharks have bones. They're just made of cartilage.
That's some those aren't bones. That's just squish. That's squishy stuff.
Yeah.
So they're like cats. They can just like fold themselves. They're liquid.
Yeah. So they're bony fish.
Does like being a fish require you to be able to breathe in the water versus like getting oxygen by surfacing? Man, Mother Nature really fucked over anything that lives in the water that has to breathe air.
So sharks are fish, so they have gills.
Yeah. Okay.
So they just breathe in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Whales are not fish because they do not have gills. They have to go up to the surface to breathe.
So are dolphins also not fish?
Correct.
Okay, so it's based on how they breathe.
I think so. You can usually tell if something is a fish versus a not fish. Even though technically stingrays are fish. Don't ask me how that happened. But
do stingrays not breathe underwater?
Stingrays have gills. So yes, they do breathe underwater. But I'm getting somewhere. So fish have tails that are like parallel to their body. So they go like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, by how it moves.
That's how this is like a fish versus a whale type thing. Whales go like this. They have a tail perpendicular, like crossways, as opposed
to their body.
Up and down.
Yeah, so nerd is like doing like side to side motions or like up and down motions to be like, this is the type of tail movement.
Uh-huh.
So side to side is a fish and up and down is not a fish.
It's not a fish as far as I'm aware.
So are there fish that need to breathe air?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think all fish are just fish.
No.
Well, it's the whales that are not fish.
Is it just like whales and dolphins? Well, I guess there's also like dolphins manatees, are whales, but they have a nose. Dolphins are whales?
Dolphins are a type of whale, yeah.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Dolphins are evil.
Dolphins are the worst.
They're really bad. Like, they're
terrible.
If you like, okay, go they're look cute, up dolphins but... and see how, be like, why are dolphins evil? And you will learn quickly.
They're such dicks.
They're humans. They're humans from the ocean.
No, yes. Yeah. I was going to say that the orca is that, but the orca is a type of dolphin. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The orca is a dolphin?
There are similar.
Doesn't that make the orca a whale?
Well, they're all whales, but like some whales are carnivorous and some whales have a specific type of teeth and other whales have a different type of teeth.
Yes.
There are the whales that eat krill, and then there are the whales that eat seals.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. Have you seen krill?
They're so tiny.
How do they feed the giantest things in the ocean?
Well, because there's like a gazillion trillion of them.
They've got to be like breeding like crazy.
Yeah. There's how a shit ton.
Supply any nutrition to the whale. How is a whale ever full? I would be hungry all the time. Be like, I can't live off this. Being that big?
I feel like it's probably...
It's eating whole generations at a time.
I think it's the equivalent of, like, you eating a mouthful of chia seeds.
Gross.
Well, yes, but if your diet was just chia seeds...
I'd be sad.
That would be what it would be like.
Oh my gosh. That sounds so bad.
I mean, it's awful, but like, yeah, that's probably the size. I mean, it's not the krill are even smaller, but like,
yeah, no,
I can't think
krill
of a food
are the
that
size
is,
of chia seeds.
I can't think of a comparison.
A mosquito. It's like eating mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes have zero nutrition.
Yeah, no, no way. There's
no
awful
nutritional value. It doesn't say how the ladies get the men pregnant for seahorses. But I would assume that they just kind of like come up and like rub stuff and then stuff happens.
Yeah, like rub bits together.
Yeah.
You'd think there'd need to be some sort of like transfer device. Like,
you would think.
That little claw.
God, seahorses are so cute. So
they are.
Oh my gosh.
I love seahorses. Do they travel in little packs? Little pods?
I don't think they do.
Are they singular animals?
They might travel in pairs.
Okay.
I don't think they travel in...
So, also, do the males, like in most, like reversed, are they like the duller ones and they like protect the young and like raise the young?
Well, none of them will raise the young. So seahorses are largely solitary creatures aside from mating. Oh yeah. But kind of. So males stay within 100 square feet of their habitat, but females will range over about 100 times that. So the females are the ones that go around looking for the men.
They're like, hey, I'm gonna go do some fucking in.
I got some ripe eggs here. Who wants them?
Yeah. Who wants some of these eggs? So are they like the brightly colored ones? And like seahorse babies, so once they come out, they just like are on their own?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jesus. The ocean is a cruel, cruel place.
Oh, yeah.
Like anything that lives in the ocean is like real intense.
Okay, so the general consensus is seahorses tend to, I think they can they a type of thing that can change their color? They might be able to change their color.
They're like octopuses.
Maybe.
Also, the octopus that lived at the aquarium that Nani really liked died.
Oh.
It was sad. Well, she was in like their little like death phase for a while. There's a name for it. Nani knows what it is. But like for a hot second. So like she had just passed away. They have a new one, a new little guy. But we didn't get to see him.
Oh.
If anyone is concerned, the Atlanta Aquarium is big on like rescue animals and like animals that can't be
it's a sanctuary.
It's a preserve. Yeah, it's a sanctuary. Yeah.
Which is how aquariums should be.
Yeah. That's how they got their they're not whale sharks, are they? They're kind of flat and their mouth is on the bottom and they're all speckly.
Those are not whale sharks. No, whale sharks are the ones that open their mouths real wide and krill like whales, but are still sharks.
These might be whale sharks.
If
I don't know,
they've got their mouth on the bottom, if they're bottom feeders, that is a type of shark. I don't remember the type, though.
Oh, no. I think they are whale sharks. They are whale sharks.
Oh, okay.
They got two whale sharks shipped to them from fucking, was it South Africa? From somewhere else across the ocean. Uh-huh. UPS fucking shipped these two whale sharks.
Yep.
Because they were going to be like, they were like confiscated because someone had like had them to be eaten.
Oh.
So they were like, you know, you can't do that. And so they were like, they called up the Atlanta Aquarium and was like, you want these freaking whale sharks? And the Atlanta Aquarium was like, yeah, I guess. Because, they have a giant like manta ray that they also got from another place because she was outgrowing her enclosure.
Oh.
They were like, yo, man, imagine being that plane, like that pilot. Like I am transporting these sea creatures over the sea.
But they, okay, would they have taken a plane though?
They did.
It took a plane?
No, they might have done it on boats.
I was going to say, I feel like it would be safer on boats.
I don't know. How?
Well, look, because if we're talking purely about weight, like planes have a certain weight they can carry.
Yeah.
And the weight of both a whale and the amount of water required to ship said whale.
I'm a liar. They transported them mounted onto fishing boats.
There we go.
Still! Your transport, first of all, the ocean is scary. I cannot imagine sailing across the ocean.
Absolutely
where
not.
You could just, a wave could make you just like tip over.
Yep.
And secondly, you are now transporting sea creatures over the sea. The fuck?
I mean, I kind of have to, because if these sea creatures have never been in the sea.
Yeah, no, the whole point is that they can't be released.
They can't be released.
They'll die.
Yeah.
Still, it was a wild thing to learn. I was like, oh my gosh. I want to work at a place like that. Specifically, I really want to work at Disney's like bird show sanctuary situation.
Ooh.
Not Disney specifically, but I want to work at like a bird sanctuary. Mm. I think I like birds more than I think. But like, I want to train animals that, you know, can't be returned back into the wild and just give them a good life and be like, ah, this is enrichment, and like teach people about them. Mm. Like, I just want to teach other people about the really cool things that exist on our planet. Like, have you heard about this wild creature? Let me tell you all about it.
Oh man. So if/when you come up here.
Yeah.
There's a place. I'm not going to name names, but there's a place. There are in fact two places. One of them is a sanctuary, mm-hmm. which is closer to where I live. And the other one is like a tree walk thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes during that tree walk, they got some birds of prey that you can like look at. And like there will be a person with them, like you can ask questions, and It's like, I think they're so cool. These birds cannot fly anymore. They're not, they can't, like sanctuaries, they cannot be released.
Yeah.
They were injured for some reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just like, we, last time I was there, like we got to see this bird and it's just like, just sitting there.
Yeah. I think that is so cool.
Like all, its talons.
Creatures are wild. I want to be fucking Dr. Doolittle so I can talk to them and just be like, same. Tell me all about your life. Yeah.
Like, give me all of the gossip. I yeah. want the tea. Give it to me.
Like, I, even more so, like, tell me how we can make life better for you.
Yeah.
How can things be better? Like, other than, you know, what, getting corporations to quit, you know, spilling toxic chemicals into places and like
yeah.
ripping down rainforests. Like, I want to use the power for good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Seahorses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So seahorses change color occasionally when they are courting. So they get brighter. Both of them.
Oh.
Both of them get brighter.
Yeah.
Other than that, typically seahorses match their environment. So there are lots of like yeah. browns and oranges and like yellows and whites and stuff like that.
Yeah. I think the seahorses that we saw, like the typical quote unquote seahorses that we saw at the aquarium, they were brown with like little white bellies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're very cute.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. There's a lot of different types of seahorses. Mainly, I remember seeing two, but that's more than I thought there was.
Yeah, they basically, so to deposit the eggs,
ooh,
what the male will do is like, basically as a, like a suction. So it expands the pouch, which sucks yeah. the seawater in. And as that is happening, she is depositing, they're like right up against each other. She's depositing the eggs. So as it expands, it like sucks the eggs into his pouch, as far as I'm aware.
So no one has a little claw. They just both have a little opening. They're just like, and transport.
Yep.
That's what I feel like people think, like grown men that don't know anything about lesbians, what they think scissoring is. Yeah. Well,
oh, I love it. Okay.
Next question.
Next question.
Do ocean animals have a sense of smell? Do they have smellers? Because I feel like a lot of them can sense like electricity. Is that their replacement for like, at least hammerhead sharks? That's what we learned about hammerhead sharks is they can sense like electric stuff. And the reason that their mouths are where they are. So, if anything, like a hammerhead shark is not going to eat you. Its mouth is on the bottom.
Yeah.
And it likes to eat things that are in the sand. So it hunts on the ground and it like goes around like hunting, and it can sense if something is under the sand. And then the reason his head is shaped like that, because you know, a hammerhead shark's got that wide fucking with eyeballs on the ends of its little thingamabobs. It like pins the thing down with its head in the sand. It just goes like, wah! And then it like bites, and usually like it's able to bite the spinal cord. So it's like, like kills its prey instantly. I just thought that's cool. That's why hammerhead sharks are shaped like that.
Yeah. I love it.
Also, you have nothing to fear from a hammerhead shark.
It's true.
Or most sharks.
They, yeah. As long as you're not acting like a prey animal.
Yeah.
Sharks
just bop
aren't.
It in the nose.
Yeah,
like no.
Literally.
And they're like, oh my
that's,
bad.
That's yeah, literally no,
that's what
you
you're
do.
Supposed to do.
Yeah, you
just go bad.
You bat it on the nose and push it downwards, basically.
I think sharks are just sort of like
they're big
sea
puppies. Yeah, they're big
oh
sea
my gosh.
Puppies.
They were talking about how they could like train the sharks, kind of like dogs, and like
sharks are real smart.
The sharks. Yeah, they're like sort of uninterested in the people that come to see them because they can like see through the tank.
Yeah,
they can see us, but they don't really care. But like apparently when their trainers come up, they're real interested in their trainers.
Yeah, yeah.
And also if someone is like in the tank fixing something, they get really interested in them. They're like, huh, what are you doing? What are you fixing? What's going on? Like just curious. It was the cutest thing I've ever heard.
There's also... something that I really love about whales, and specifically big whales, like the big, big ones, they're not, they don't eat human-sized things. That's not on their menu. What does eat a human-sized or smaller thing are, A, orcas, because they hunt seals.
And orcas are terrifying.
Orcas are the worst. They're very pretty, like, but they're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, like, bigger sharks. And I've seen situations where whales will protect, like, big whales will protect seals from orcas. But they've also, there was a video of, like, a lady who was a, I believe, a marine biologist, swimming with this big ass whale. And this whale started, like, pushing her. Like, it started, she's it started like, trying to move her. And she was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And then
just trust the whale.
Trust the whale. And she did trust the whale. And, like, 4 seconds later, this shark swam away. And it was like, oh!
Oh, my gosh.
So this whale was like, ah, yes, my charge. You must be protected from the shark. Even though the shark probably wouldn't have done anything. But it was like...
No. But still,
I love whales.
Do you think that sea creatures, they have to, like, they think like we do?
I think our...
Do you think?
I think our idea of consciousness is wrong.
Okay.
Like, the idea that we have of consciousness is like, ah, yes, you can perceive your own brain.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right. I think it is right in some sense, but, like, that's usually how people determine intelligence. Is like, if you are an intelligent being, you are conscious, you know you have a brain, and you can think like that. I don't think that's right. I think that a lot of animals are intelligent. Like, really, really intelligent.
I'm not saying that we are smarter than them. I'm saying, like, on a scale of understanding, like they see us like puppies.
Yeah.
They're like... Like, they communicate in their way. We just can't speak their language.
Yeah. They're like, ah, yes, but you are like, small and harmless.
You're small, little, stupid thing. Because we are fully trainable.
Yeah.
I feel like 100%. Creatures could easily train us.
Cats do it all the time.
Like, that big-ass whale? Yeah. It's like, I wonder how, I just want to know how they think. That's the thing. Like, I don't think we are superior than XYZ creature. I just want to know.
I
like,
don't know
what
if,
they think about and how they think.
I don't know if we would be able to comprehend how they think, because the way that I think the way that they think and the way that we think are very different. I think the way that, for example, a whale thinks and the way that we think are different forms of thought. And therefore, I don't know if we would be able to comprehend their form of thought, because I don't think it would make sense to us.
Yeah.
But I would still love to know. I'm with you. I want to know.
Yeah. I just want to be able to communicate with other animals. I want to be Dr. Doolittle. I think I that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to understand you.
Okay. So, how does smell work underwater? There's an answer here from someone who has a degree in marine biology, which we love.
Mm-hmm. This is where those degrees are helpful.
Yes. But, of course, they're writing this like they're marine biologists, so it's very, very long and wordy.
Gross. So, please, everyone with a fancy ass degree,
just
explain your stuff like everyone in the world is stupid.
Dumb it down for us. Pretend I'm five.
You don't need to use all these big fancy words for me to be impressed that you know this really big fancy information. I will be just as impressed if you explain it like I'm a kindergartner.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, wow. I would be more impressed because I will understand.
This doesn't tell me how they smell, though. This just tells me that they can smell underwater. That's not what I want.
They can? Do they have noses?
Yeah. They can smell.
Can they smell, like, from their gills? Or, like, do they have separate apparatuses in which they can, like...
Hang on. Wait. There's a local aquarium, to me, that might have an answer. That's kind of fun.
We love.
I like local aquariums.
Yeah. Especially if they're sanctuaries.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so smell and taste occur differently in the marine world. While fish do, in fact, have taste buds and noses, they are not quite the same as hours and use chemoreceptors that sense the chemicals that other marine life gives off. So they don't smell in the way that we smell, but they do smell.
Okay.
So like crustaceans, for example, have a small small sensing quote unquote hairs all over their body that contain chemoreceptors. They can quote unquote smell and taste blood and other chemical signals that tell them there might be food to scavenge nearby.
Oh. So they can do the equivalent of smelling in the water.
Yeah.
Just not through their noses, through like little hairs on their body.
Yeah, like they don't smell the way that we do. Like we take in smells from the air. Obviously they can't do that. Mm-hmm. However, they can maybe do that if they take in water and then breathe it out through the, like, sorry, take in air bubbles and then breathe out the air bubbles through their nose. They can trap the scent in the nose and that.
They have a nose?
Some of them have noses.
So they have gills and a nose.
Yeah.
Like, really?
This is for mammals. This is aquatic mammals.
What is an aquatic mammal?
An otter.
A whale? An otter. Oh. I was thinking like sharks, like fish.
No.
Well, I guess sharks are
they
fish.
They do like, have, the sharks and fish do have noses, but they're not noses like our noses.
Yeah.
They don't breathe.
Things with gills.
Yeah. But no, so like marine mammals, so like otters, whales, seals, etc. They went this is specifically Eurasian otters.
Okay.
So these are otters that exist in like Europe-ish.
Okay.
Reading. So much reading.
So that's a lot of your job is reading.
It's so much reading.
Oh no. Reading and then disseminating and be like, okay, how can I dumb this down?
Interesting. Okay. So the way that this, most mammals cannot smell underwater because inhaling a breath full of water has obvious drawbacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are also some whales who just lost their sense of smell entirely because they live underwater and they can't smell things that way. So they just stopped having a sense of smell, which makes sense evolutionarily wise. However, there are some semi-aquatic mammals like this specific otter.
Okay.
That can sample odors underwater by exhaling tiny bubbles from their nostrils, which capture the smells from the surface of an object and then very quickly sniffing them back in again. So they like make little bubbles that capture and then they...
That's adorable.
Interesting.
That is my favorite fact. Like, ooh, that stinks.
Yeah.
This water's stinky today. Oh, that's cute.
Fascinating.
But fish in general, things with gills don't smell.
Do not
smell. They sort of smell.
Yeah.
They sense. It's not a smell, it's a sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it may be obvious that there are more than just the five classic senses that marine life use to move through their underwater lives. The five classic senses being sight, sound, touch, smell, and taste. There are signals from electricity, magnetic fields, gravity, water, and atmospheric pressure, and more that influences the life of the ocean. For example, whale migration is still not well understood, but it is currently thought that cetaceans use a complex combination of echolocation, geomagnetic cues, visuals, and learning through generations to navigate their epic migrations. So sharks are a well-known animal that uses electroreception to sense prey. So the way that they have, there are small tubes that are connected to the surface of shark skin that are filled with a jelly-like substance that is extremely conductive and will pass electrostimuli through them and send signals to the brain. Their skin is like...
What signals does it send?
Well, they can like detect electricity or electromagnetic fields.
Oh.
Just through their skin.
Oh, so they're like, I can sense if a thing is close by that I could eat, or like if another shark is nearby, or if I should swim away. You know that sharks are afraid of other sharks.
I mean, I'm not surprised. when you eat things that are vaguely shark sized, I would also be afraid of other sharks.
I just thought that was wild. Like, in the new, when they're like introducing other sharks in the habitats, they'll get a little skittish. They're like, oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, they'll bump into each other. And essentially, like, the way that they're, it's almost like they apologize. They're like, bump, oh gosh, sorry. And then they swim away. Like, I'm the same, friend. I think this is why I'm just like, ah, we are all the same. We just speak different languages. Because they're, the way that they interact,
it's
very similar. I'm just like, oh, okay. Maybe the reason, like, we haven't thought about that up until, or like the base of like people don't really think about animals that way, is because like maybe all animals are just really neurodivergent.
Maybe. Cats are all autistic.
Oh yes, that's why they're not, because they all have the same thing. That's just how cats are.
Yeah, that's just how cats are.
Yeah. Oh man, I love this. All right, ready for the other fish question that I have?
Let's go for it.
How do you do surgery on a fish?
Quickly.
So apparently one of the stingrays at the aquarium had, because I was like, can fish get cancer? And yes, they can. And there was a ray that had cancer, and it has a little chunk taken out of it because they did a surgery and they removed the place with cancer, because they were like, could we do chemo on it? And they were ultimately were like, no, that would be really bad for the fish. So they can't do chemo on the fish.
Uh-huh.
So they were like, well, we'll just remove the place where the cancer is, which requires them to do surgery. And they were like, we did the surgery. They were rehabilitated, and now they're back in the tank. And I was like, how do they do it? And the person was like, I don't know. They just do. And I was like, so okay. I'm asking you.
So anesthetic is delivered to the fish in the water. So what I assume they do is they take the fish out of its habitat. They put it in its own habitat. They deliver the anesthetic into the water.
Yeah.
The fish intakes the anesthetic, passes the fuck out. And then they remove the fish from the water, because you can't do surgery in the water, because it is A, real fucking difficult.
Yeah.
And B, can result in contamination of the surgical site. You don't know what's in the water.
Yeah.
For very brief surgeries, so like if you're removing an abscess, for example, lasting less than 5 minutes, you do not need to pump water over the gills. If it is lasting longer than 5 minutes, there will be someone who is pumping water over the gills so that the fish does not die.
So are they just like putting water on it, or they have like a little mask thing that they're like, wah.
I would assume that they're putting water on it, because getting a mask on a fish might be kind of hard.
Do they have to put it on all of the fish or just the gills?
Just the gills.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the fish won't dry out, will it?
Well, I mean, no, not really. Also, you shouldn't be doing surgery on a fish for like longer
for
than
that
an
long.
Hour. That seems kind of
okay.
But
I've seen some surgeries.
Yeah. On fish, though?
No, just on animals.
There.
Well, things with four legs.
Yeah.
Sometimes three if we've had to remove a leg. But you know what?
Fine. Yeah, you can. Someone will be there pumping water on the fish gills.
Interesting. How do they just like heal in the ocean or like in the water?
They'll have to.
Well, I guess some animals
they'll probably create like a decontaminated tank for the fish to recover in, and then once it's done, they'll put it back in wherever it needs.
How do they give fish meds? Do they just put the medication in the water?
I would assume so. If you make a liquid medication, put it in the water, and they just breathe it in, basically.
I guess that would make sense. Can you give fish oral medication?
Probably, because they eat things.
Yeah.
You give them, like, little tiny fish food medication, and they'll probably eat it.
So what... little fish food medication. What antibiotics do you give to a fish? I imagine penicillin is not something that we'd give to a fish. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but what is it for? What are these used for? God, this is so wordy.
Oh, no. The face you were making, I couldn't tell if there was like a like picture that you had found that you're like, oh, no. Or if
no.
like,
you're just... It's just, I wear my feelings on my face.
Yeah. It's helpful.
According to astrology people, it's because I'm a Scorpio rising.
Okay. What does that mean?
So your rising sign, your sun sign is what you are. I forget what your moon mm-hmm. sign is. And then your rising sign is how you present to the world. So you have like your sun sign, which is you. And then your rising sign is the energy you output. And Scorpios are judgy.
No, and that makes sense.
I mean that in a good way. But like, I'm a Virgo, so I'm already judgy. And then you give me a reason to be more judgy. I'm judgy both internally and externally.
I used to know. I've never known. No, that's a lie. I have done a chart where it told me what my like three things were. And I have never remembered them.
It might be on your Snapchat. I might be able to look it up.
Probably. I think I do remember looking at our thing on Snapchat. If you have ever been on Snapchat, you can look at your sun stuff, your like sun signs, and sometimes you can like put in more stuff about it. And like if you click on your friends, you can go on their thing and like find your compatibility. And we are very compatible on Snapchat.
Virgos and Pisces are like a top tier pairing. I have listen. Three of my best friends are Pisces.
Yeah, it's because we're the best.
It's because we get along.
Yeah, it's because we have a lot of feelings, and you're like, it's okay, I'll listen to your feelings.
It's all right. But like, yeah, so you're a Pisces. My best friend that I've known since I was 7 is a Pisces.
Yeah.
I have another best friend who's also a Pisces.
I love that. I don't remember. I feel like Nani told me what her sign was, and I do not remember. Nani knows a bit about like signs and stuff. She's witchy.
I was going to say, she seems like an astrology person.
She's hella witchy. Like, she is a witch. Like, she does the stuff and the thing.
Fair.
Let me see if I can... Sorry, Nani, I'm about to tell your shit. She's a Gemini.
Ah.
There we go. Yeah.
Don't know enough about other people's sun signs. I know about mine, and I know that I get along with Scorpios and Pisces, and that's that's all I got.
I know somewhat about Geminis because one of the podcasts, the true crime podcast that I listen to, they're both Geminis, and so they talk about it all the fucking time.
Right.
They're supposed to be like two-faced or something, or dramatic, or like attention.
Yeah.
Any Geminis out there, let us know what you're like.
They have two modes, basically.
Yeah.
I would argue that everyone does, but Virgos are very much like
you get what you get.
You get what you get.
Yeah. I like that though.
Same with Scorpios.
And it's like, this is who you are as a person. I know you're going to be honest with me.
Yep.
I know that you are not going to like hide your emotion. You're going to be like, this is how I feel.
Yep.
I like that.
The Virgos might hide emotions a little bit. We'll probably tell you what we're feeling, but we might not show you what we're feeling.
Oh, that's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But
fish antibiotics.
We're also judgy.
Oh, well. That's okay.
So there are so there's different ones for like bacterial infections. There's fungal infections and external parasites, and then internal and external parasites. Bacterial infections would be like fin rot, Popeye gill disease, or open wounds. Fungal infections like cottony growths.
They can get fungal infections in the water.
Yeah.
Oh,
funguses exist everywhere.
Fungi does not discriminate.
Exactly, it's true.
They said all environments.
All environments, yes, good. and then internal and external parasites, for example, like tapeworms, flukes, and wasting disease.
They can get tapeworms?
Yeah, all you need to get a tapeworm is a digestive tract.
Wow!
If you got one of those, you can probably get a tapeworm.
Yeah. One of the people that I worked for at the first vet clinic that I worked at was afraid that she had gotten worms from one of the dogs.
Oh.
Because we deal with a lot of puppies and they have a lot of worms. And yeah. So she was like, I definitely have worms. And so she got herself a dewormer. She did not have worms, but...
better to be safe than sorry, but like...
Yeah. Don't walk around barefoot too much. You can get and worms wash your that hands. Way. And wash your hands. Please.
Please wash your hands.
Yeah. Okay. So are they injected into the water? Like, is this antibiotics injected in the water? Or are they given orally?
I believe this is put in the water, yes.
Okay. I feel like that's the easiest. You know, you pull them out into a separate tank. That would make sense.
Yeah. You have a quarantine tank, and then you shove all the antibiotics in it.
I'm glad that we know how to take care of fish. That there's ways that we can be like, oh, let's heal all creatures.
K-pop moment. Okay. So there's a member of the K-pop group, NCT. He's a leader. Mm-hmm. His name is Taeyong. And he keeps fish. And it's more like a communal fish thing because he lives in a dorm. But those are his fish. Those are his fish tanks. They're his babies.
Mm-hmm.
He is the sweetest boy. I say boy as if he's not exactly the same age as me. But he makes vlogs sometimes, and there was a vlog that he did where he found a parasite on one of his goldfish. And so he like scooped the goldfish out of the water and like kept it hydrated and made sure that it was getting water and like took the parasite off and then put it back in the water. It was like,
oh, I love that. I love a kind-hearted person and, who's like I will take care of my little creatures.
Yes, and you could tell how nervous he was, but he was like his hands were shaking. You could see them shaking, but he was like, "You're gonna be okay." And like,
yeah, those are his babies.
Those are his babies, and he had to remove the parasites, and he was like keeping them boys. Yeah. Like,
he did surgery on his goldfish.
He did surgery on his own goldfish, and I just want to like pat him on the head and was like, you did a good job.
Yay! Good job, friend. You want one last question that has nothing to do with fish? Let's go wild. Real wild. Okay. Is the Easter Bunny a cryptid?
I feel like that would be a better question to ask one of those two bone ladies on TikTok where they take the bones and they like, if it crosses, it's a yes. If it doesn't cross, it's a no. There's a whole thing with that.
It's like magic.
Yeah. I like this idea. My other favorite one that I've heard is, this is the question is the Easter Bunny Jesus's persona?
Why not both?
Why not both?
That's so funny to me. Oh, no. Yeah. I know that, like, it stemmed from, like, a pagan thing.
Yeah.
But also, at this point, I feel like it could be.
So...
Get a blurry picture of the Easter Bunny.
A blurry picture of the Easter Bunny.
Hiding eggs.
The general idea is that cryptids are flesh and blood mystery animals. The Easter Bunny is a symbolic being from pagan folklore. However, that's not to say that it was not a cryptid at the time.
It's an evolved cryptid.
It could have been a cryptid at the time of the pagan folklore happening. But I do not believe that it is still a cryptid.
Are there cryptids that are no longer cryptids?
Well, we don't know. Animals of legend.
Yeah.
Unicorns. Oh, dragons.
Yeah. Well, I guess those would be like cryptids back in the olden time.
Yeah.
It's their version of cryptids. Yeah. Or like, I guess, because isn't it like Wendigo has been around for a really long time too?
Wendigos, yep. The other one would be like Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, I feel like those are more modern.
Those are
like,
more modern.
Bigfoot is a more modern, like Mothman, they're much more modern cryptid. But I feel like unicorns, like that's something from
ye olden days.
Yeah, ye olden times.
Ye olden cryptids.
Yeah. So the Easter Bunny is a ye olden cryptid?
I mean, it's not confirmed, but I feel like it could be.
I feel like we confirm enough things that are not confirmed on this podcast, so. Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Yes, and also it has just become Jesus's persona.
It is now just Jesus's persona. I feel like he'd be into that.
Me too. I mean, Jesus is into like a little bit of everything. I feel
Jesus
like he'd be down.
He's a cool guy. I don't love the religion that spawned off of him, and I don't think he loves it either. But he's a cool dude.
Yeah. Like, you know, everybody's into different stuff. I don't. Exactly. I know some very lovely furries. So, like,
exactly.
Maybe he's just like
furries are some of the nicest people ever.
Right?
They're so sweet.
They're like very non-judgmental too.
Yeah.
Just nice. It's just like, if go say something nice to your local furry today,
please.
They deserve it.
Yeah, they do. They get enough hate just for existing.
Yeah. Don't hate furries.
They're lovely people.
They're just as weird as everybody else. They just wear their weird on the outside.
Exactly. And honestly, that's kind of... you know how much effort goes into making a fursuit?
Are furries just rich?
I don't know.
Because fursuits are expensive.
Holy shit.
I am going to write down for the After Dark like where furries started.
That would be interesting.
Is that where werewolves came from? It's just a furry? And he was like, no, obviously. There's
a
man turning into a wolf.
I'm a real wolf. Woo!
That's the original start of furries.
Werewolves.
And then we got into today, and everybody's just like, well, that's what some people are into.
Yeah.
Have both gotten more and less judgmental as the years have gone on.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's not that we've gotten more or less judgmental. We've just started being judgmental about different things.
Yeah.
I feel like we're still the same amount of judgmental.
Yeah. And now we have science to back stuff up, so we can't just, you know, kill people for being a witch.
Well, we do have science to back things up. However, we do have a lot of people still who don't like to listen to science, so they will still absolutely burn people for being a witch.
Oh my god, please listen to science.
Please listen to science, for the love of God. Or for whatever love of whatever god you hold holy. I don't care.
For the love of science.
For the love of science, believe science. Please.
Please. Oh my gosh.
Fuck.
Like, well-researched, peer-reviewed science.
Yes, and not any of that fake science.
Yeah.
Learn how to do research. Or at least be critical
like
of the research that you're doing.
Yes. Nerd is very good at research.
I'm not. But I am good at being critical.
As we learned, you're good at being judgmental. Let's do a Patreon shout-out. Let's shout some people out. For like helping us and all that sort of stuff.
Let me find somebody. Nice. I think we should shout. So we already shouted out Ronnie recently.
Yeah.
But we're gonna shout them out again because they upped their tier. Thank you for upping
Thank
your tier.
You.
They are now a premium praiseworthy potato.
A premium praiseworthy is, good God, say that five times fast. That's amazing. Thank you so much for bumping
Ronnie.
Up your tier.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. Oh, man. This episode was just for you, so I hope you like fish.
And if you don't like fish, sorry.
Learn to like fish. They're cool.
They're cool.
Oh no, wouldn't it be awful? He's like, I'm allergic to fish.
Oh man. Like, oh. Well, you can still appreciate, yeah. I mean, you can appreciate things that you can't eat.
I don't eat fish.
Oh, right. You're weird.
I'm a vegetarian. Yeah.
Ah, that's going to be something that, okay. So I don't really eat a lot of meat either, but I do eat like pork and fish. So when you, when you come up here, we'll have to, we'll get some veggie stuff.
Nice.
We got some decent veggie options.
I like some veggie. I love vegetables, to be honest. Like, especially a salad. I love salads for some reason.
I can make like you a really good salad. There's a salad that I like to make, and it's real fucking tasty.
Yes. I love salads not in like a, oh, I want a salad for like healthy reasons. I like salad because I like lettuce.
You like...
It's crunchy. It's cold. It's a little watery, so it's kind of satisfying, like hydration-wise.
This is not a lettuce salad on top right now.
Oh, is it a spinach salad?
It's what has it got in there? It's got a spinach. It's got a type of lettuce, and like some various other greens. And then I cut up an apple and I put apple slices on it, and then I put pumpkin seeds on it, and then goat feta.
Ooh.
Like feta cheese. And you sprinkle it on. And then I use like a pomegranate dressing.
That sounds really good.
It's real fucking tasty.
I'm on board with this.
Hell yeah.
Oh man. Now I really want a salad. I'm gonna have to make one. Yeah. All right. Well, we have come to the end, my friends. Thank you for learning with us. You can find more of our stuff on like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We are it's at a handle that
we are at HDWGH Productions on Instagram. We have a merch store as well, which you can find in the link in our bio, and our Patreon is in the link in our bio as well.
We talk about that a lot. We do. So you should go join, especially for this episode. We have like a whole 10 minutes at the beginning of this where we just yammered about stuff.
Yeah,
and you get that on Patreon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So go out and have a good day. Have a good time. Things are looking up. Everything's going to be all right this week.
Yep.
Hopefully. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
This has been Not For Educational Purposes with Kai and Nova, directed and produced by the How Did We Get Here Productions team. Our music is Elevator Music by Les FM, and thank you all for sticking around and not learning stuff with us.